نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى is our creator He has created the universe He has created the sky He has created the sun, He has created the moon, He has created the stars, He has created the animals, the trees, the oceans, the rivers, and He has created all of us too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything for us and He has created us to worship Him. So vegetables, fruits, meat, all the things that we consume and we eat, all the things that we drink, everything that we wear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all these things for me and you. So we use them and we benefit from them and we live our lives comfortably. My dear children, think for a moment. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create water, how would we have survived in this world? If Allah had created everything but water, how would we have quenched our thirst? Those companies that make Coca-Cola, Fanta, juices, without water they would not have been able to make all these drinks. Without water we would not be able to have a cup of tea. Without water our mothers would not be able to cook so many things. So from this one example we can all understand how precious the bounties and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything for our use. Everything for our use. We eat lamb, we eat beef, we eat fish. Who has created all these things? Allah has created. And we cannot eat these things if we were unable to buy it. We are able to buy it because our parents have money. If Allah did not give us parents, we would not come into this world. And if Allah did not give us parents, how would we be able to buy all these things? Our parents, they earn money. Allah has given us parents. Allah has created them. They earn money. They give us money. We go and buy a bar of chocolate. A packet of crisps. So Allah has created everything for us and whatever we are getting is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The cattle Allah has created for us. The cows, the goats. Allah has created for us. We eat their meat. We drink from their milk. Allah has not created us for the cows. The cows don't benefit from us. Allah has not created us for goats. Allah has not created us for the trees. The trees Allah has created for us. Allah has not created us for the sun and the moon. The sun and the moon Allah has created for us. Allah has not created us for the oceans or for the rivers. Allah has created the rivers and the oceans for us. So everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created is for us to benefit from it. And whom has Allah created us for? Allah has created us for Him, to worship Him. So each and every second of our lives should be spent according to His wishes. We should not do anything that makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy. Those of us who have very kind parents, very kind father, very kind mother, all of us have kind parents, all of us have kind, affectionate fathers, kind, affectionate mothers. They fulfill all our needs. When we need clothes, they buy clothes for us. When we need shoes, they buy shoes for us. On the day of Eid, we wear everything new. Who facilitates? Our parents. Toys, they buy us toys when we are very young. So when our parents are kind to us, then we find it very difficult to disobey them. They are kind to us. They always fulfill our needs. They give us whatever we need. Sometimes they say no, not because they dislike us, because it is harmful for us. For example, if we ask for a bar of chocolate at 10 o'clock in the morning, they will give us a bar of chocolate. And maybe we want another bar of chocolate at 4 o'clock. So, okay, they will oblige and they will give another bar of chocolate. And if at 8 o'clock in the evening, We ask for a third one, they would say no. Why? Because they don't like us. Because they like us. And they know that eating too much chocolate is bad for our health. And they want to see good of us. They want to see our well-being, our good health. That's why they say no. So whenever we have kind parents, affectionate parents, who give us everything we need, who fulfill all our needs, whenever they tell us to do anything, even if we are tired, we will do it. We are very tired, sitting in the sofa, we don't want to get up. And the mother says, my dear son, go upstairs and bring that thing from upstairs. Despite not wanting to, we will go. Why? Because mother is very kind to us. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind to us, very affectionate to us. Allah has given us everything, including parents. Allah has given us health, Allah has given us eyes. If we become blind, can anybody give us eyes? Can anybody restore our eyesight? No. If we become deaf, can anybody do anything about it? No, nothing. So Allah has given us so many precious things in our bodies only, and thereafter so many other favors. Allah has been so kind, so kind, so kind, so affectionate, so affectionate, so affectionate, so merciful, so merciful, so merciful, that it is only right that when He tells us to do something, we do it. And when He tells us to stay away from something, we stay away from it. So if Allah says, do this, do this, do this, we should do it immediately because He is very kind. He has been very kind to us. He is kind to us. He will remain kind to us. And if He says, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, we should stay away from it. Why? Because Allah is very kind. How can we disobey Allah? We cannot disobey someone who is kind with us, who is good with us. And in order to obey Allah, in order to do those things that Allah desires from us, it is necessary that we go to the madrasa, we associate ourselves to good teachers, and from them we learn what Allah desires from us, what Allah wants us to do. So now, my dear children, you understand why we come to the madrasa. We come to the madrasa because in the madrasa we are taught what Allah wants from us. What Allah wants from us. We are taught in the madrasa that we should always speak the truth, because that is what Allah wants from us. And we should never lie, because Allah dislikes lying. It makes Allah unhappy if we lie. This is what we are taught in the madrasa. We should perform 5 times salat regularly. Once we reach the age of maturity. And before that, as many salat as possible. 1 every day, 2 every day, 3 every day, 4 every day. During the weekdays maybe less, during the weekend maybe more. And after we reach the age of maturity, when all 5 times salat becomes compulsory, then we perform 5 times salat regularly. Why? Because it makes Allah happy. And if we don't perform 5 times salat regularly, it makes Allah unhappy. So should we make Allah unhappy who is giving us so many things? Daily Allah gives us breakfast. Daily Allah gives us lunch. Daily Allah gives us tea at 4 o'clock. Daily Allah gives us supper at night. So whether we pray or not, Allah is continually giving us. So should we not reciprocate? And should we not return the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing 5 times salat regularly? Yes, we should. We should not make Allah unhappy by not performing salat. Same with zakat, same with fasting in the month of Ramadan. If we have the means, going for hajj, obeying parents, if we obey parents, if we are kind to parents, if we remain in the service of our parents, Allah becomes happy. And if we disobey our parents, if we ignore them, Allah becomes unhappy. So we should not do anything that makes Allah unhappy. So Allah has created everything for our benefit, but He has created us for Him, for His obedience. And What makes him happy? What makes him unhappy? How should we obey him? We will know only if we come and sit in the company of the ulama, the learned people. And daily, in our childhood, we come from 5 till 7 approximately and stay in the madrasa in the company of the ulama. All of us have done this. I have done that. In this very madrasa, Madrasa Islamia. From the age of 10 till the age of 16, I was here in Madrasa Islamia. And before that, I was in the madrasa in my village in India, in Bhoria, where I was born. And after, I went to Darul Uloom Bari and I studied further. In order to learn what Allah wants from us, we have to go in the company of the ulama. We have to sit with the ulama, the learned people. That is why you cannot learn everything at home. You have to come every day to the madrasa and sit with the learned people. All your teachers, all your asatiza, they are learned people. They are ulama, they are scholars. So daily you are coming to the learned people. Why? Because from them you are able to learn what makes Allah happy and what makes Allah unhappy. And then after you leave the madrasa, you continue coming to the ulama, learned people in the masjid, and participate in the programs that take place in the masjid. And we continue learning until we breathe our last. The knowledge is so vast that we continue learning, 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 learning until we die. And when a person learns with this intention that I am learning, so that if I know what my Creator wants from me, I will do that, then Allah becomes very happy. He becomes so happy that He grants great honor to such people who leave their homes in order to learn. Daily you leave your home at 4:45 probably, 10:05, 20:05, depending on where you live. So every time you leave your home, from the time you leave your home until you return home at approximately 7:45, 8:00, 7:50, you are in the path of Allah. And you know what it means, you are in the path of Allah? You are in the path of Allah means that for these 2, 2.5, 3 hours, Allah is very, very happy with you, and He is rewarding you, and He is making so many things for you in Jannah. So daily for 2, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, from Monday to Friday, you are in the path of Allah. In the path of Allah means Allah is very happy with you. And at that time he instructs the angels to make palaces for you. He instructs the angels to make very beautiful gardens for you in Jannah. He instructs the angels to do so many things for you in Jannah. So imagine every day 2.5 hours, 2.5 hours, 2.5 hours from the age of 5 until the age of 13, 14, 15. Imagine the size of your Jannah. How big your Jannah will be. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who leaves his home and one who treads this path towards the madrasa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the path of Jannah easy for him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a student leaves his home to go to the madrasa or go in the company of the ulama, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed certain angels who spread their wings for the student, and the students walk on the wings of the angels. That is how much honor Allah gives you. So my dear children, do not take madrasa lightly. Always have love for madrasa. Always have respect and reverence for madrasa. Madrasa is a very nice place where we come and we learn about Allah. We learn about what Allah wants from us, what Allah likes, what Allah dislikes. Be punctual, come on time, leave on time, do not leave before time, do not remain absent for petty reasons. Even the parents should make sure that they send their children regularly, daily. Because the more they learn, the more they will benefit you. The more they learn and the more they practice, the more they will benefit you in this world and the hereafter. Daily I make this intention before going to sleep that, oh Allah, during the last 24 hours, whatever good I have done, pass its reward to my parents. If my father did not educate me, if he did not dedicate me to this cause, I would not have had the understanding of the value of parents. But as a result of studying the Quran and Hadith, I realize the value of parents. That the value of parents is so much that I can never repay them. I can never repay them. And in order to repay them, the only method that I could find was to pass them the reward of all my good deeds of the past 24 hours. So that I can still not repay them. But at least I will be able to satisfy myself and say that I have done something for my parents. So educate them, make sure they come to the madrasa, make sure they are inclined towards madrasa, talk good about the madrasa, talk good about the ulama, and encourage them to come to the madrasa daily, without fail, come on time, leave after time, come before time, leave after time. Make sure that you organize your holidays, your family functions during the madrasa holidays. The teachers and the ulama who teach at the madrasa, they also have families. They also feel like going for holidays like you do. So you should think to yourself that I am being asked to give sacrifice for my child and they are giving sacrifice for somebody else's child. From the 4 weeks of summer holidays, if they are giving only 2 weeks, you are being asked to give sacrifice for your child. But that child is not their child. They are giving the 2 weeks sacrifice for your child. They also feel like going out for holidays. They also have families. They also have children. They are also humans like you. They also feel like having a break. But no. They sit down. They discuss. We make mashwara. And we try to reach some conclusion whereby the children can have holidays with their family as well without compromising their Islamic education. Their dini education. Because dini education is not only for this world. It is for the hereafter as well. Cooperate with the madrasa and make sure that you sit down with your children, mother or father or both of them, or take turns and sit down with your children and do their homework daily. As a result, you will refresh what you had learned when you were in the madrasa, in the maktab. As a result, you will know what your child is learning, and as a family, you will be able to encourage each other to practice. For example, we have forgotten that if you sneeze, you should say Alhamdulillah. It's there at the back of the mind, but not on the screen. And the child comes with the lesson that when you sneeze, you should say Alhamdulillah. Now you have refreshed your what you had learned during the madrasa. Now if you see your child sneeze, you will be able to say, my dear son, my dear daughter, say Alhamdulillah. And it will come in your lives as well. So let us, as parents and as children, all of us, give importance to madrasa, come to the madrasa regularly, learn the lessons of madrasa, try to excel and practice whatever we learn. Practice whatever we learn. Right from childhood, make them practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmeen.